This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1717. It's all just hearsay. How to refer to gossip in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you like to gossip? Today, we answer a listener question about how to use the phrase 411 and so much more when it comes to discussing the inside scoop in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hello, Michelle. I'm excited to be here. Things are good. Yeah, I mean, we're in January. I'm so excited for Open Conversation Club that is coming up in just a few days. It's going to be fantastic, Michelle. Are you ready for it?
I'm excited. I am excited. I'm excited for our listeners to be able to really interact. Yes. It's just like pretty different from what we've done before. So guys, if you want to see something fresh and new, go to allearsenglish.com/open, O-P-E-N, and sign up for this conversation club.
Yeah, sign up, guys. We're doing two events, one on January 25th, one on January 29th. So go ahead and sign up and check your local time. In some cases, that may be the next day or the day before, depending on your time zone. So go to allearsenglish.com/open and sign up. Okay. Michelle, are you a gossiper?
I'm not. I don't think I just like spread things around that I know aren't true, but I think I vent about things, and we've talked about that, right? Like on the show. Actually, I don't think I have this one listed, but you know, if you guys look up vent on our, you know, wherever you listen, you'll be able to find, you know, our opinions on venting and things like that. So I don't think I'm really a gossiper, though. But I will share if something frustrates me, and some people might consider that. I don't know. Do you consider that gossiping?
Not really. I mean, if it directly affects you.
Yeah.
You know, if it's you're talking about someone that's done something to you that you're struggling with, it's kind of more like you're just talking through a problem.
Right.
Right.
That's so that I think can be healthy as long as it, you know, as long as it's done in a healthy way. So listen to that episode for more of our feelings on it. But I don't think I'm a gossiper. Are you a gossiper, Lindsay?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I think
like, it's human nature to kind of be interested a little bit. Just like, I think we could all admit, like, that's part of the human brain that we kind of like, we hear God, we kind of, oh, I wonder what they're talking about. But the question is, do you lean into it and participate or really immerse yourself in it? Or do you kind of move away and focus on more important things? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So guys, yeah, we've talked about gossip and secrets on the show. Today we have a listener question that we'll get into in just a second. But so I want to direct you to Allers English episode 675, which is the secret to telling a good secret in English, and 1194, which was that's juicy, how to comment on gossip and more in English. So listen to those ones. And then the other one I mentioned as well, I believe we have in there. So, Lindsay, should we read the question from the listener?
Yeah. So this question came in from Anastasia Stacy. Thank you, Anastasia. I'm going to read it. Here we go.
Okay.
I want to use a chance to ask about a question about the slangy way of saying gossip 411. I've never heard of it before and would really appreciate it if you could make an episode about it. Thanks again, Anastasia from Ukraine. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Good stuff, right? So thank you, Anastasia, for that question. So let's get into it. So 411. So 411 is actually a number you can dial. Isn't that right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually have had to dial 411 a couple of times in the last few weeks, actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because, well, maybe it was the wrong number I was dialing, but 411, I thought 411 is for emergencies. I know 911 is a different thing, but 411, I think, at least in Denver, is a number that we, you get information, but you can also report like a car break-in, kind of like minor things that you want people to take a look at.
Okay. So, I mean, what happened when you, I mean, were they able to help you?
Mine was busy, Michelle.
Mine was busy.
I know, it's never there when you need it, right? So yeah, that was not good. I saw someone breaking into a car near the park, and it was 6 a.m. It was dark.
Oh my gosh.
So I just walked away from him just to get away and tried to call 411 and nothing.
Interesting. So, see, I didn't know that it could be used for that. I would have dialed 911.
No, I think they don't want to like clog the nine, because I feel like 911 is more like emergencies, you know? But anyways, maybe I was dialing the wrong thing. But so anyways, 411. So what is it usually used for, would you say?
I think it's used for like general information, but I realize that I don't think I've ever dialed this number before, so I don't know too much about it. But it is used in general conversations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is actually. That's the interesting part. So, for example, what's the 411 on Nancy and Bill? Are they still together? So you're asking here what, Michelle?
Like, what's the information? What's the latest, right?
The latest. I would say the latest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the latest? What's the update? What's happening? Did they get separated, or did they stay together? What's going on, right?
Exactly. So the 411. Now, it could be more in like a gossipy sense, like how Anastasia was asking. But I mean, I feel like sometimes it's just like insider information, right? It doesn't have to be like gossip, in my opinion, right? Like I need the 411 on, you know, on your travel plans. Like, give me the 411, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah. So I don't know if it could be about gossip, but just kind of insider information.
Yeah.
You know, just looking for information, kind of like an update.
Right. Kind of like an update. Like, yeah, what's the update? But we are going to share some other slang ways that might, you know, that reminded me of the 411. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So Lindsay, what's the first one?
Okay, the scoop, or inside scoop. I got the scoop on the new position the company is hiring for. And I think this actually comes from the news world. This concept of, something like getting a scoop, like the inside story, like getting the breaking story. And I have to look it up a little bit more. I'll have to Google this. Maybe we'll come back to scoop in the journalism world, guys. It says in journalism, a scoop or an exclusive is an item of news reported by one journalist or news organization before others. So that's where I think that actually comes from, is scoop.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
That's good. It's like, that reminds me, I feel like on the news these days or in the past few years. Everything is breaking news. Do you ever feel like that?
Oh my gosh. Well, everything. Because the news, oh my gosh, we could talk about this another day.
Topic,
but it's become so commercialized. It's all privatized, right? Not very many public radio or news stations anymore. And so their goal is to get you to just keep stay on the channel, like CNN. Mm-hmm. They use red for a reason, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. Breaking news. Everything is breaking.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know anymore. You know, like it just kind of like loses the impact.
It really does. But it's all about the profits for those larger news stations. So tricky stuff. Yeah,
exactly. So the next one is Lowdown. So guys, on IELTS Energy episode 977, the skinny on slang for speaking part one, they mentioned the Lowdown, or actually Inside Scoop. So these are a couple that you may have heard, but we're giving you more as well. But I did want to mention these on the All Ears English podcast. So the Lowdown, Lindsay.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, just real quick, if you guys are taking IELTS this year, make sure you go and subscribe, follow IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We have Jessica and Aubrey over there doing fantastic things, helping you with your IELTS score. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So here's an example. Lindsay, can you give me the lowdown on what's going on with the condo association's decisions on paint colors?
Oh, okay. So maybe that means you've been on vacation. We both live in a condo building and you've been on vacation and you missed the meeting. So you're asking me for the update, right, Michelle?
Exactly. The lowdown, right? So just an update, really. It doesn't necessarily have to be gossip. It can just be information that's public, but an update.
Right. And then hearsay is another one. How do we spell that? Just for our listeners, if you guys don't have the transcripts, if you're not using the app, how do we spell that?
H-E-A-R-S-A-Y.
Yeah, very interesting, right?
Yeah, this is a unique one.
Yeah. And okay, so what context would this one be used in?
Well, this is the first thing that I thought of was like, we don't know things for sure, right? Mm-hmm. So you could say like, oh, it's all just hearsay right now, right? It's not for sure. So it's like information that hasn't really been confirmed. What do you think, Lindsay? Do you agree?
Yeah, it's something I've heard being
people
said. Right, it's hearsay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, this idea that you haven't seen it in writing yet. So maybe you just want to be careful about who you share it with, how sure you are about it. But it's, you know, it's something you've been hearing around. So,
right. So, yeah, it's all just hearsay right now, but I'm pretty sure you got the job.
Yes.
Right?
I love it. Ooh, murmur. This is very advanced to use in English for our listeners that are super advanced. I've been hearing murmurs lately about a new dating site coming out. Yeah.
Murmur. So what does that mean? Like, what's a murmur?
Yeah, well, literally to murmur is to kind of say something under your breath, right, Michelle? Not very clearly, not very loudly, quietly, sort of. I'm not sure. I mean, we're not on video today, so it's hard to do it.
Right. Or whispers, actually. I didn't add that one in, but whispers, you could use that in a similar way.
Yeah, whispers. Or I've heard recently chatter, the term chatter.
Oh, chatter.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I don't know if that's... I wish I had the exact, you know, what exactly that means. I've heard that in context to like politics and on the news, hearing chatter about something. Right? Like, you know, whisperings again, like you said, Michelle, that something is coming, something's going to be happening.
Right. Exactly. And what's the last one?
This one has been made famous by Creedence Clearwater Revival, of course. My favorite singer. Heard it through the grapevine. So that is literally a lyric in his song. And it just means that you heard it through other people, right? Other people were talking about it. You didn't hear it directly from the person that has the information for you.
Right, right, right. Exactly, exactly. So like I heard through the grapevine. So you could say I heard it, but here you could just say I heard through the grapevine that you got a promotion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's fun too. I do hear people use this. It's fun. And it's a great song.
It is fun and it's a great song. So guys, listen to that song. So all right, Lindsay, should we do a role play?
Sure. So in this case, we are friends and you want to get details about a mutual friend's new relationship. So you could say this might be a little bit of gossipy type talk, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay. I have to hear more. Give me the 411.
I really don't have the inside scoop, Michelle.
Oh, well, you know more than I do. I heard you had dinner with Francine and she told you everything.
How'd you hear that?
I heard it through the grapevine.
I knew someone would give you the lowdown.
Yeah, I've been hearing murmurs about it for a while.
Well, it's all just hearsay, but apparently things are going really well.
Okay.
Okay. So typical conversation, right? Having lunch somewhere, having coffee, sharing details.
I'm being pushy.
Yeah, you're being a little pushy. You want to know. I'm pushing back on you a little bit. Didn't really give you anything, right? All right. So you said, okay, I have to hear more. Give me the 411.
Yeah, give me the information.
And this is what Anastasia was asking about exactly in this way. Okay.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. And then you said, I really don't have the inside scoop, Michelle. So you're it's another way to say I don't know much. Like I don't have anything special.
Yeah, you're kind of saying like you're an outsider. You're not around this information. You don't have those connections necessarily, right? And then you said, I heard it through the grapevine, right? So here you're trying to be vague about who told you.
Not telling you. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to get that person in trouble.
Exactly. Exactly. And then what did I say?
And then you said, I knew someone would give you the lowdown, right?
And then you said, yeah, I've been hearing murmurs about it for a while. And very advanced word there, murmurs.
Murmurs. Yes, it's funny to say that word. I know. And then you use this expression. It's all just hearsay, right? So, but apparently things are going really well. So it's not like there's nothing official. Like I've, you know, but it's funny because it just does sound like you're trying to, it sounds like you do know more than you are going to tell me.
Right. For sure. It's all just hearsay. So maybe there's like a proposal coming up. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. So yeah, guys, these are all, I mean, I think, it sounded pretty natural to use those in this conversation, like even though it was so, I mean, it's just different ways of talking about it. I think this sounded pretty natural, even with all the words in there.
I think so, too. Yeah, this is great. I mean, guys, this is how you build connection, not by gossiping about other people at their expense. Obviously, we don't recommend that. That's not the best. You know, that's not how good connection gets built. Right. It's more about, you know, if there is information that can be talked about that's benign, it's fun to talk. Right. And to understand what words to use when you're referring to insider information or just general information. Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, guys, I mean, this was a really good question. Thank you, Anastasia. And I gave us tons more ways to talk about this gossip or whatever you want to call.
I love it. So good. Michelle, I want to remind our listeners, hit follow on this podcast. If you're listening in Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, wherever you're listening, or if you're in the app too, go ahead and hit follow. Make sure you are subscribed and following the show so you don't miss a single episode. Michelle, any final takeaway for our listeners?
Don't be a gossiper, but use this vocabulary.
Exactly. And be careful, as you said before, be careful when you don't know that official information, be a little vague about it. You know, don't something that you're not sure about, don't be definitive and say that it's the truth, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's very important.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. This was fun, Lindsay. I hope you have a great day.
All right. And we'll see you guys at the Open Conversation Club. Don't forget to sign up. It's going to be great. Go to allearsenglish.com/open.
Okay. Awesome. Love it. All right. See you guys there.
See ya. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.